This is a piece of legislation that we three governors are introducing, but there are a number of other senators, both Republicans and Democrat. The other senator from New Hampshire, who also was a governor, Judd Gregg, is one of the co-sponsors. Susan Collins, Senator Kaufman of Delaware, Senator Graham of South Carolina, Senator Feinstein, Senator Schumer, Senator Snow, Senator Lieberman are among the original co-sponsors of the bill. This is a bill about clean air. It's a bill about the effect of coal plants on clean air. 95% of the effect of this bill affects the coal plants in America that produce about 50% of all of our electricity. It affects the SOx, NOx, and mercury, the sulfur, nitrogen, and mercury emissions that come from those coal plants. And to me, the most important aspect of this bill is, for the very first time, it puts into federal law requirements that we cut mercury emissions from coal plants that produce 90% of our electricity by 90%. Coal plants that produce 50% of our electricity by 90%. Cuts mercury emissions by 90%. For Tennesseans, this is a bill about our health, it's about tourism in our state, and it's about our jobs. 400,000 Tennesseans have asthma that's affected by the dirty air in our state. The more we learn about mercury, the more we understand that it gets in our food supply, it gets in our water supply, some of it comes from our coal plants, and it especially affects pregnant women and children. In our state, we're privileged to have the most visited national park in America, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. We're intensely proud of it. But we want the 10 million tourists who come there every year to see the gray haze that the Cherokee Indians used to sing about, not the smog that's produced by dirty air blowing into our state and some of the dirty air that we produce. And finally, we've become an automobile state. And auto suppliers, when they move to Tennessee and want to locate near the Nissan plant or near the Volkswagen plant, one of the first things they have to do is to get a clean air permit. And our state simply cannot clean up our air all by ourselves without strong national standards to require the rest of the country to stop producing dirty air that blows into our state. So for Tennesseans, this is about our health, this is about our tourism and our mountains, and this is about our jobs. This bill is not about carbon. We're still having discussions in the Senate on how to approach carbon, and we have some different opinions. But on sulfur, nitrogen, and mercury, there's no excuse for waiting. We're going to be using coal plants for the foreseeable future in our country, and there's no excuse for operating coal plants without pollution control equipment that takes care of sulfur, nitrogen, and mercury harmful emissions. And as Senator Carper has said, the costs for complying with this legislation, we're informed by the EPA, is a little less than $2 for the average consumer. I want to close by expressing my appreciation to Senator Tom Carper for his leadership on this issue for a number of years. We've introduced legislation like this for the last 6 years. And when we began, it wasn't as clear that it was possible to reduce mercury emissions by 90% from coal plant smokestacks. Today, it's absolutely clear, and there's no excuse for continuing to operate our coal plants without the proper sulfur, nitrogen, and mercury emission controls. This legislation would make sure that happens.